And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from tribe to tribe. For every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. Neither shall the inheritance remove from one tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribes of the children of Israel shall keep himself to his own inheritance. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it. They commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove it from your place and go after it. And would to God this people were under my hand, then would I remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, Increase thine army and come out. So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David. But David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the Lord said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem which I have chosen, and the house of which I said, My name shall be there. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh according to all that he did, Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses. Some remove the landmarks. They violently take away flocks and feed thereof. God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. Far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. For they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. For this city hath been to me as a provocation of mine anger and of my fury from the day that they built it, even unto this day. That I should remove it from before my face. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. Remove out of the midst to Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. Therefore, thou son of man, prepare thee stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. Say, I am your sign. Like as I have done, so shall it be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity, saith the Lord God. Remove the diadem and take off the crown. They shall not be the same. exalt him that is low, and abase him that is high. Thus saith the Lord God, let it suffice you, O princes of Israel. Remove violence and spoil, and execute judgment and justice. Take away your exactions from my people, saith the Lord God. The princes of Judah were like them that remove the bound. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. For behold a stone that I have laid before Joshua. Upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and on the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.